Lance Mackey in Nikolai. Now, when I talked to you at the race start, you were saying all kinds of things about your team, but you're second in Nikolai. Are they surprising you, or what's going on the trail?
No, I'm surprised to be second. I mean, I think I left Roan maybe 20th or so, or somewhere in there. I mean, I haven't really paid attention, but I heard there was 20 teams or so that left. I was completely shocked that there were so many teams camped. No, I'm just driving my team according to what I think they're capable. You know, I just sat in Roan for 7 hours. It only took me eight and a little bit to get here.
Mm-hmm. And so they're looking good. The team's coming together. Are you feeling good coming in here?
I hope that they're coming together instead. You know, they're young, yeah, but they have plenty of enthusiasm when you need it. You know, we come in, they lay down. They're not exactly over excited. They're not my old team that stands there and barks when you get to the checkpoints, stuff like that. But when I ask them to get up and go, they go. And, they haven't been eating overly aggressive. It's warm, you know. The stuff that they usually eat, they're not really interested in. The things that they want to eat doesn't have a whole lot of fat in it, so they're getting a little bit bony already. For most people's standard, they're probably perfect, but for me, I like them well-rounded. But it's hard to keep them well-rounded in warm weather, and that's just the harsh reality. So, yeah, I mean, I had no expectations, and I still don't. I was completely shocked to be here with only one team in front of me. But on that note, you know, I haven't been passed except in the first 5 miles of the race, and I've passed all the good teams. So, well, not all of them. But, on this run, I just caught and passed Allie and left her behind by however many minutes. That was the Quest Championship team, second place last year. So, yeah, I mean, you can't help but start getting different thoughts, you know.
And it seemed like you passed her and your dogs weren't even pushing that hard.
No,
that you were
that I haven't. Yeah, I'm not pushing yet at all. No, I've been pretty laid back and pretty conservative and taking good rests. And I'm not letting them lope. You know, I have one dog in there that lopes pretty much all the time. But, you know, last couple of years, I came in here, last year and dropped three dogs. I just had a disastrous Quest. So right at the moment, you know, that's all I want to do is change the past performance. And, you know, I want to get past McGrath for my 24. Looks like that should happen. I want to get to know more than seven or nine dogs. And, you know, I'm not opposed to driving seven dogs if I have a chance to go compete with Jeff or Mitch or whoever's going to win this damn thing. But right now I'm thinking one checkpoint at a time, one run at a time. You know, and just kind of trying to stay, you know, at the moment, not thinking too far ahead, not thinking about the past and dwelling on all that crap. Because then you start getting kind of jittery and, you know, oh, yeah, I just had a great run. I just passed Sally. I'm going to McGrath, you know, after 3 hours. Well, that way you can do anything. And they'd pass me back by Shagluck or something. So
yeah,
I got to be patient.
Now, I have to say, In Nikolai this morning and seeing you here, you're in a lot better spirits than you were last year, it seems.
Yeah. My race fell apart here last year. You know, it had somewhat fallen apart prior to getting here. I just didn't want to admit it. But once I pulled my hook and went 40 yards and spent 45 minutes with a dog breeding out here, that was the end of my race right there. It took me 9 hours to get to McGrath. You know, that was one of the most disheartening, most demoralizing runs of my entire career. And it just, I want to change a few things, and that's definitely one of them. So, last year I had all kinds of females in the team. This year I have one. She's definitely not in heat.
Now, I know you probably won't comment on this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Any idea? I mean, sure you have an idea of where you're going to 24. Could you talk about it at all?
Yeah, I'm going to Anvik if I can. I haven't, you know,
so
as far as...
Kind of as far as you can get to take it, or what's the thought there?
You know, believe it or not, Anvik is just about halfway. So I think it's just shy halfway, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've never went that far. I'm sure there's other people that have done that. I don't know how successful they were. I don't know if this team's capable of doing that. But I'm set up from McGrath and every checkpoint to Anvik. I would love to be able to get to Anvik, take my 24, and then run the river in two runs and take my 8 in Caltag. Mm-hmm.
All right, and talking about your 24, of course, you know Martin Boozer took his in Roan. Just your reaction on that, what do you think about?
Well, years ago that was the way they used to do it, but it also took them, 2.5 to 3 days to get to Roan. It was more challenging than it is today, but he went nonstop from the starting line to Roan. I imagine they needed a break. I don't know why. I mean, what's the theory? What's the reason? What's the logic? I don't know. I highly doubt he's going to stop here. My thought is he's probably going from from Roan all the way to Ophir or beyond, you know? I mean, if that's his first move out of the gate, then what the hell's next, you know? But can that team do that, you know? Basically 3-4 runs and you can be a gnome. You know? I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I know they're fast, and I know Martin's very competent, and he's got an amazing dog team. But, you know, I've done some crazy in this race, but I think that by far tops all of the craziness I've ever done. I'm not, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Right. Okay. Now, you know, people say that you're the best dog driver there is, and you're laughing at that.
Well, I don't know who those people are, but there's a lot of great teams and a lot of great dog mushers in this sport. And for me to be the best, I mean, come on. No, Rick Swenson's got another title. I would have to say Swenson's probably the man, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of great, competent drivers out here for sure.
Now, with the team that you do have, knowing that, you know, it's not, you know, the team that at the very beginning of the season that you imagine taking down the trail, what's then being in Nikolai, covering the trail that you have, knowing the trail that you have left ahead of you, what's your plan, what's your goals then for the rest of 2013? I did rad.
Well, obviously, I'm kind of shocked at where we're at and the way they're performing. Yeah, you know, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that my quest fell apart and that team is sitting at home. You know, I ended up bringing 6. I was only going to take 4, and then at the last minute I took 2 extras, and both of those dogs were injured dogs. I just had too many youngsters, you know, and I don't want to come run the Iditarod to run the Iditarod. I've done that, you know. Yeah, I got a film crew following me around, but I still want to race. I want to do as best I can, you know. So, and this might sound ridiculous, but, you know, I've won this thing a couple of times, and my goal going into
four times.
Who's counting? Anyway, my thought here in Roan, talking to my brother, was I'm shooting for 12th place or better. 12th place is 20 grand. That's a good paycheck, you know. So that's my goal at the moment. If I can get 12th with this puppy team, I will be ecstatic. And if I can get 12th with this puppy team in this field, you know, racing them in the way they're going to have to race to get 12th, then in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, that will be the team to beat next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Already looking ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks.
See you in a bit.
Lance Mackey in Nikolai. Reporting in Nikolai for Iditarod 41, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.